Oh, we have a guest joining us in the studio this morning. Steve Green is in with us here from Atlantic. We're going to talk a little bit about a Cass County-wide effort that's meant to feed an awful lot of kids overseas. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, this is great to have you to come in and be able to talk about our Kids Against Hunger program.
Boy, you had a lot of people provide a lot of money to be able to do this. You had a lot of, volunteers, students especially, helping out to put together all the elbow grease to get all this work done, and off it goes. And it's amazing the numbers that you're able to be able to do here in just the third year of this effort locally.
Yeah, this is the third year, and it's been, like you say, amazing what we've done. This year we raised $8,500 for our Kids Against Hunger effort. We had 16 churches involved with. Also, we had the Kiwanis provided some money. Also, they did the registration and the snack, and then the Rotary gave us a donation, which was well appreciated. We were able to package 34,000 meals in a two-hour period.
Now, most people would say, you did what? How is that even possible without an assembly line system? But you kind of had that, didn't you?
We did have an assembly line where we put a bag in a cone and put a scoop of rice, scoop of soy, vitamins, and also vegetables in it. It is a very tasty meal. I've tried it before, and it's very good. We started out Friday night with the truck showed up, and we had to unload all the rice and soy for 34,000 meals. And we had 15 kids show up, and we did it in 10 minutes. It was amazing on how fast that went.
A lot of big, heavy bags moving around in a short period of time.
I know one kid, he grabbed two bags, and they were two bags weighed 50 pounds. And I don't think he was over 100 pounds, but he had to take two bags.
Now, this has grown quite a bit in the third year. You started that first year and did how many meals?
The first year we did 20,000 meals, raised $5,000.
And you were probably pretty happy with that.
And we were extremely happy with that. I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. We had about 100 volunteers that year. Last year, we had 120 volunteers. We had and raised $8,000, so we packaged 32,000 meals. This year, we had 134 volunteers, mostly kids, mostly the youth in Cass County. What's really nice is it started off as an ecumenical project, so that the kids can know who the Christians are in Cass County. You don't know if you're a Christian. We've had many questions with our youth and our church of, how do you know if you're a Christian? How do you know who are Christians? Well, you really don't know, because people do a lot of things for a lot of people in the Christian way. But by having these kids standing side by side with their friends and the people who are sitting in their classroom with them, they're finding out. There are a lot more Christians out there than they really understood there was.
Let's talk a little bit about the, let's first of all talk about where it's going. Can you talk a little bit about the circumstances? Because when folks might see one of these bags of food, we happen to have one here in the studio and looking at it right now, you know, you'd kind of look at it and think, okay, it looks like maybe some of the boxed stuff that we might eat, but this is a big meal for a lot of these folks that it's going to.
Yes, it is. There are many places in Des Moines when they do their Kids Against Hunger. That goes to Haiti and to South Africa and wherever it's needed. Ours goes to a school in Tanzania. The first year we did this program, the Lord was looking over us because he had two students from Tanzania on the foreign exchange that were there helping to package these meals. So the kids understood they were going over to where these kids came from. Mm-hmm. And so it goes to a school in Tanzania. The kids, any youth that is of school age in that region can go eat. So they feed about 500 kids a day. The first, when they started feeding these kids, eight kids from the school went on to higher education. In the 3 years that they've been feeding these kids, last year they had 47 went on to higher education. And one of the kids, his goal is to get better educated, then he will come back and he wants to run the water system in that town so that they will always have pure water. And that is the most important part of this, is these kids learn how to learn because they have something in their stomach.
Yeah, we talk sometimes in this country about, when kids are better nourished, then they can study and learn a little bit better. But in this country, we're talking about when they're not starving, they have a chance to benefit themselves and succeed.
That's right. So what we did the other day was 60 days of food for this school. And that is huge. From Atlantic, Iowa, did 60 days for that school.
Now, this may not look like much to us, although you said you've tried this stuff, and it's not too bad at all. But, you know, we're used to what we're used to. Now, we probably might not be too thrilled if we had to sit and eat this all the time. But for a lot of folks, like we say, this is as good as it gets.
That's their only meal of the day. Many of the kids, that's their only thing that they have to eat. They always smile. We're going to have a video this next year for all the churches that of the kids eating our meals that we packaged.
These meals don't cost very much on a per-meal basis. That's why you can do so many of them. People's donations, if they reached in their pocket and gave $1, $5, $20 at their different churches when they raised the funds, would probably be shocked as to how many people that can feed.
Yes, it's only 25 cents a meal, and that includes very little for administrative. Includes the shipping, getting it over there, the food. All the food is bought here in the Midwest. Most of it's from Iowa. The rice does come from Missouri. So it's right here in the Midwest. We are sending our own products over there.
Was the fundraising difficult? Did you leave it up to each church that participated, however they wanted to raise funds?
We left it up to each church and how they wanted to raise funds. And to get $8,500 was fantastic.
You just asked and let them take over.
We just asked and let them take over. The kids are so excited about this because they know what it's all about. The kids are contagious. The kids will get adults to do things that they never wanted to do, like donate to this or even come and help with this. We had several churches that through their constitution did not do much ecumenically. This year they did a lot. To have 16 churches to join in on one project is great.
Yeah, it's nice to get that many churches involved in something like this all together to help out the cause. And to be able to do 33,000-plus meals, I don't know if you had a goal or not, but I guess it doesn't matter when you're able to do that many.
Our goal is 40,000, and our goal next year is 40,000 or $10,000 raised. So I think it's attainable.
Is this something that folks just donate for at certain times of the year when they make those donations? Can folks do that at other times too? If they're hearing it now thinking, well, gee, I don't want to wait till next year, I could give them money now. Is that possible?
Yes, because we did open up a bank account, and Dennis Meyer from St. Paul's and myself are both on the account, so it takes both of us to withdraw the money. You can drop off the check at St. Paul's Lutheran, or you can send it to Steve Green at Post Office Box 451 here in Atlantic anytime, and we will put it towards next year's goal. And we thank everybody for what they did.
Well, it's pretty impressive to be able to get that many people together to do that kind of an effort anytime, but especially something where they're not actually going to see the results. Maybe next year they will with a video, but you know, they ship it off in good faith.
Yeah, it does. It goes off in good faith. The fundraiser is in good faith. Make sure the kids show up is in good faith, because I really don't know till that morning how much money we're going to have and how many kids we're going to have show up.
Well, I'd like to say I'm just impressed. We were finishing up our fish fry that evening on Friday evening, and all of a sudden it got to be 7 o'clock when we were ready to kind of shut things down, start our cleanup phase, and I turned around and looked, and all of a sudden the walls are stacked with all of these bags of rice and goods and stuff. I was just amazed how quickly that happened.
Oh, these kids are amazing here in Cass County, and they just love doing this project. It's one of the projects they really look forward to.
Very good. Well, it's not difficult work, so maybe keep it in the back of your mind if it's something you might want to help out with next year, because students, adults, we'll take them all.
Yes, we'll take them all, and it's been great. The kids, I think, have learned that there is more to their life and than just what they see around them. There is something else out there. I do also want to say is once this part of Tanzania is self-sufficient, which is starting to look like it is, then they're going to move on to another region and start another region with the same way. So possibly there could be an end to what we're hearing about starvation and poverty because of the help that's being done right now.
You know, the hard part about that is there's always someone out there in need.
Yes, there's always someone in need.
Fortunately, there are always people out there willing to help too.
Yes.
Both financially and with the good hard work. Well, Steve, thanks for coming in and sharing with us about that program, and continued success.
Well, thank you so much.